Hey everybody, it's Dr. Steve coming to you from beautiful but very hot Rome. I am right outside of the Colosseum. Can you see that? Isn't that awesome? But I did want to comment on the amazing sort of game-changing interview that Elon Musk did with Donald Trump just hours ago. And ironically, the EU's attempt to try to censor it. So as you guys know, Elon Musk hosted Donald Trump on Twitter Spaces, and it was a wonderful discussion. It was 2 hours. I haven't been able to hear the whole thing, hear snippets here or there, but they certainly sounded simpatico, as it were, and they dealt for 2 hours on the topic of problem solving. It was brilliant. I don't see how Kamala could even come close to matching that, but all told, cross-platform, it looks like 1 billion people have seen it. So it was a pretty epical moment in the new media of Twitter. Unfortunately, the EU decided they wanted to intervene here, and they wanted to try to censor this interview. They pressured Elon Musk to do precisely that. Of course, Elon Musk told them, what is it, GFY, right? Go yourself. The EU claimed that the interview would inevitably violate their policies against speech that incites violence and disinformation. This EU commissioner, ironically, is engaged in his own form of disinformation and violence. There's nothing more violent, when all said and done, than censorship. What they tried to do to Donald Trump on J13 was they tried to permanently censor him. And there's nothing more violent than censorship, and there's nothing more disinformation than the claim that truth is disinformation. So the EU is engaged in their own absurdities here.
Hey gang, with everything going on right now, it's hard to say what could happen or what will happen. And to make matters even worse, we usually don't find out until it's too late. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what's at stake. That's why I partnered with GoldCo. Now, you guys know I'm a big fan of hedging future risks with the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why you've got to click on the link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit. Gang, it's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And the best part is that you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Click on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit right now, because this is about taking back control of your freedom and your privacy. We can't predict the future, but we can certainly prepare for it. So don't wait. Take action now to defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Click on that link below right now.
The irony, what I felt was so ridiculously ironic, was how it was precisely Twitter that revealed how far the EU and the bullies in Brussels and the dolts in DC were willing to go to try to censor free speech. If you recall, the Twitter files, when they were released, revealed that there was basically a revolving door between Twitter and FBI officials. They actually refer to it as sheep dipping. And sheep dipping involves an FBI official getting decommissioned from the FBI only to then become a plant in another outlet, in this case, Twitter. There were so many FBI officials at Twitter that they actually had their own Slack channel for internal communication. And we now know, again, thanks to the Twitter files, that a fellow by the name of Jim Baker, who was a former FBI official, started to work at Twitter, and he was central to trying to bury the Hunter Biden laptop story. So this is just I mean, this is just par for the course, this whole attempt at censorship by the powers that be. What we now know, more than anything, the Twitter files, is precisely just how panicked the bullies in Brussels and the dolts in D.C. were on November 8th, 2016. When Donald Trump was elected, we now know from their internal communications at Twitter just how utterly panicked they were. And what we have to understand, too, is that it wasn't just Trump. It was back-to-back Brexit in June 23rd of 2016. And then, of course, Trump on November 8th. They were literally, these elites, this managerial class, was literally watching their world unravel. They were watching the EU fall apart, and now they were watching the whole liberal world order fall apart. And they were determined to make sure that the will of the people would be thwarted if they continued to assault globalist structures. And that's exactly what they did starting in 2016, what they did in 2020, and what they're attempting again in 2024. The good news is that this latest revelation, once again via Twitter, on these censorship tactics, the good news is it's all an admission. They're admitting that they can't control the narrative anymore. And so they're wanting to shut down discussion. They're wanting to shut down free speech. But of course, they can't. They can't do it because in the end, there is a new communicative ecosphere that is indeed bypassing the old order that was operative in 2016 and 2020, but now is being sidelined in 2024. And we have Donald Trump and Elon Musk to thank. God bless, guys.